Life is amazing. Life is a gift. How you live your life has to do with how you respond to God's love. Now, God says, I love you. I love you so much that I am going to give you my one and my only begotten Son. And my one and only begotten Son is going to die on a cross for the sins that you've committed. That's love. The scripture tells us that God is love. Not that God has love. God is love. He doesn't just possess love. He is love. So in order for you and I to live a life that is pleasing to God, you and I must accept His love. Look, folks, people say, I want to do God a favor. The greatest favor that you can ever offer to the human race, which is doing God favor. You want to do something for God, you do it for other human beings. God has everything. What are you going to give Him? Well, I give to the church. You give to the church to keep the buildings going, where you can unite together and all of this. If God says, I want you to share the love that I have for you with other people. And in so doing, you are expressing your love to me. God said, I want you to understand it. You need to be able to respond to my love. Some people have a difficult time responding to love. Some people only respond to hatred, bitterness, tragic situations. Where was your God when this took place? Well, my God was right there. God doesn't move. God is love. Why would He let this happen? People are always questioning God. Don't you do that, Christian. You can ask God any question you wish, but do not ever question God as the authority of all that exists. God says, I am love. I love you. Now, I'm sure as you were growing up, at some point in your life, whether it was in school or wherever it was, your heart started throbbing for that beautiful creature in the third grade, or that young hunk of a man in the fourth grade. But they didn't like you. And it just broke your heart. Oh, I've been there. It just broke your heart. And in the third grade, that girl wasn't really caring anything about you, didn't even know you exist. So she would not respond to you. He, the hunk, would not respond to your love. God says you can offer love, but that love is the most powerful when an individual accepts that love. You and I need to pay attention to our life along the lines of understanding just how much God loves you just like you are. I mean, we got a lot of folk that are messes. Your life's in a mess. You're a mess. Your pastor, it's a big mess. You see, we're dealing with the human part. God says, I want you, my children. God loves calling us his children. I love knowing that I'm a child of God. I want you to accept the love that I'm offering you. But Lord, I want you to fix this, and I want you to fix it this way. Oh, Lord, wait a minute. I'm going to get in prayer now, and I'm going to tell you what you need to do. No. God knows you, and he knows what needs to go on in your life, and he offers you the remedy, which is his ultimate love. The reason you miss getting well, and I'm not talking about sicknesses, although it can be sicknesses, is that you refuse to accept his love. See, whether I die from an illness or not, I got to die from something. You all do too. It has no control over God's love for me. I'm alive today, and God loves me. If I leave this body, God loves me. As I go to heaven to be where he is, God loves me. There will never be a time in your life when God doesn't love you. And God says, here's all I need from you. Are you ready? I want you to respond to my love. I want you to act like you're hearing me. I want you to pay attention. Listen, woman, I told you I loved you 50 years ago. Hadn't changed. If it does, I'll let you know. Remember that one? Well, God says, I'm going to love you with type of love that I want you to express by responding to it. I love the Lord, therefore I know that I need to help others. I need to help his creation. I need to be a part of helping the change that others need. But the Lord is the one making the change, not another person. It is he. Now listen to 1 John 4, verse 8. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Have you ever been around people that let you know that they don't know what love it really is? They don't know. It's not, they say, I don't know how to love. It's, I don't believe anybody knows what love is. That's a frightening experience to be around, especially someone you're very close to and know. To say, I don't believe anyone loves anybody. And then you read scripture, and a person, whoever does not love, does not know God. Do you realize the fear that puts in the heart of your pastor for individuals who haven't experienced the love? And we blame the world. We blame everyone else. Well, I would love more if I'd have been around people who love me. Really? When you have a heart like that of refusing to accept love, you got a problem. Because the person who knows God knows about love. You were trained in love. The majority of parents raise their children in love. They express the love of the Father through their actions to their own children. It's a great feeling to know that somebody loves you, isn't it? To know that you're cared for, that somebody cares for you. And God says, pay attention to your response. First of all, he wants us to accept his love. Now, he's offering it. He's given it. He gave His Son on the cross for your eternal salvation. And He said, now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to accept this gift of love that I'm giving you. Oh, Lord, that's okay. You keep it. I don't need any more. Well, I've been in love with myself for so long a period of time, I just don't think I can love any more than that. That's the selfish personality of life. Listen to the scripture of Psalm 40, verses 11 and 12. My only hope is your love. For my problems are too big for me to solve and are piled over my head. Have you ever had that burden of life? Or how often do you have that? Seems like you get out from under one pile and another one hits you. One right after the other. God says, I don't want you to love as man. I want you to accept my love as your Father in heaven, as the creator of love, as love Himself, as our God. And God said, I just want you to accept my love for you. Now, there's power in this, folks. Listen to me. Let's say you're having a hard time putting up with somebody. I know most of you don't know what I'm talking about on that. But you just have a hard time dealing with actions of others. I was never told to live in those actions and to love those actions. I was told to live in God's love, not the love that is or is not offered to me by a human being, but to live in God's love. When it comes right down to it, God's gonna love me. It doesn't matter whether I'm right. It doesn't matter whether I'm wrong. God says, I love you like you are. I'll take you. You're my child. Come to me and trust my love. When you accept His love, you're saying, I trust His love. Well, understand that love wants what is best for you. And when I have accepted God's love, I know that it's going to be what's best for me. Now, going through these cancers that I've gone through, which is nothing unusual for a lot of folks. I've gone through all of these illnesses and all of the pain and all that goes along with it. Do you realize that I remember very well praying and thanking God for letting me feel the pain of cancer? I didn't know I was going to get to feel it five times, but let me feel the pain of the cancers. Because it was in that pain time, I understood more firmly what God's love for me is. God's love for me and God's love for you doesn't mean that you're going to go through life pain-free. Doesn't mean that everything is going to always look good in your life or in your heart or in your mind. All situations are going to be great. No. It means you got the power of God's love, that you have accepted that power. And through that power, you will be an overcomer. You will be. It doesn't matter whether you stay in this body or leave this body. And you get that feeling and you understand that and you get excited because the love of God supersedes all the pains of life, the agonies that surround us. And some of those agonies are personalities within our life. They're strong. They're hurtful. And then you say, I'll change that personality. Here's what I suggest. Accept God's love. And changing need to be done. He'll do the changing. You won't and can't make someone do anything. You can't. It must be a free choice. And God says, accept my love and I'll make a difference in your life. When you have all those problems that are piled up on you and you don't see daylight for the problems, tell God on the problems. Let him handle them. Romans 5 verse 8, God has shown how much he loves us. It was while we were still sinners that Christ died for us. While we were still sinners, that Christ died for us. God said, I love you so much, I'm going to die for your sins while you're in the sinning state. Lord, I'm going to quit sinning right now if you would take its pain away from me. People want to make a deal with God. Deal's been made, folks. You're created in the image of God, and God loves you. All you need to do is accept his love. Accept who he is for your life. You don't have to become someone else. You don't have to change yourself. Yourself needs to allow the Holy Spirit to make the changes within you. That's accepting God's love for your life. I get very bothered and broken sometimes by seeing so many hurting people. And I'm talking about in communities, in the state, in our country. The civil unrest, the brokenness of so many people, people without a country, and people seemingly without love. Yet God looks at each of us and says, I want you to listen to me. I want you to live, but I want you to live within my love for you. I want you to live within my love for you. So therefore, I can't fix everybody. I don't know how. Good gracious, can't fix myself. But I know the one whose love is never ending, that can fix the messes that man has created. But God said, I want to get personal with you with my love. I want you to understand that you can live your life within my love. I mean, now am I not going to make any mistakes when I start doing that? No. Folks, that has nothing to do with it. You're created as a human being, and as a human being, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. And as soon as you think you're not making mistakes, that's a mistake. Because you and I must get through this world as a boot camp for the world to come. Training grounds. What for? I don't have any idea. But it's obvious that's what it is. It's a time period for us to prepare for the heavenly realm, as God has said. I know where I'm going. And the only way I'm getting there is through God's love. It's important that we have the love for each other. But we'll get there through God's love. Because you and I come up short when it comes to that ultimate love. God doesn't come up short. Listen to John 15, verse 9. Jesus is speaking, and he says, I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Well, I've hit this scripture several times. Live within my love. Now, you're so loved. Jesus says, I have loved you even as the Father loves me. God loves you as much as he loved Jesus. Because of Jesus. Because of his love. That's the way God set it up. And he said, I want you to know there's power in love. There's power in my love. Don't you feel comfortable, much more comfortable, when you're at the family reunions or anywhere and where there's just love all around? People are enjoying each other, actually enjoying one another. That's God's love. That's the love that God can surround us with. As long as you keep Uncle Harry out, you find. You know what I mean? God says, I want you to know, live your life within my love. Don't try to recreate God in your image. Bad. God formed us in his image. You are exactly who God created you to be. Any changes needing to be done, any chiseling away of something, he's quite capable of doing it. But we go through this growth period. It's time. Growing is not easy. And growing up seems to be impossible for us. Do you ever catch yourself doing the same things you did? Old people like me. I caught myself in a habit the other day, and I thought, I did that when I was 12 years old. God looks at you and me and knows how we're growing, knows what our needs are, and he blesses our life despite the actions of our lives because of his love for us. Now listen to this last one, please. Project God's love to others. Randy and I horse around all the time. I love using him. Or whatever I need to do up here. He loves getting back. But you see, that's in love. Out here in this world, there's people that don't love you. There are people that really don't care about you. They care, only care that they have is the care for themselves. But God says, here's what you have to do. Brother Joey, I want you to project my love to that guy that just ran right in the back of your vehicle. I want you to get out. Now, I'm sure the Lord didn't say, I want you praising God, thank you for hitting me, but you see, it is the love. God said, project my love. Project my love. That means you got to get out of yourself. You calm the old nature down. All right, calm down there, boy. You calm the old nature down, and you feel the voice that is coming. As God continues to touch our lives, listen to John 13, 34 and 35. It says Jesus. Now Jesus is getting ready to give us a new commandment. The commandments Jesus gives you supersede everything. You got? I am giving a new commandment, Jesus says, to you now. Love each other just as much as I love you. But Lord, what if I don't like them? What you're talking about is a personality. As a Christian, You are to love God's creation. You may not love what they're saying or their actions, but God says, that's not your problem. I will take care of the inner working love in their life. What I want you to do is love each other just as much as I love you. Your strong love for each other, listen to me, church, your strong love for each other will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Really? You wanting to know how? How do I evangelize the world? Express love one to another in the body of Christ. If the body of Christ would get together in that ultimate love where we care and are concerned about one another and we love each other to the point it doesn't matter what is going on or any of this, but there's love there. That's the love of God that gives us that. So therefore, the world will see that and say, I want to become a part of that group. Those people love each other. And over the years, what have we seen happen in our churches? One of the worst areas of the church that should never even have been a part of the function of church is a church business meeting. All the demons of hell come out, and you're talking about the viciousness with one another. That ought not be. That's not scriptural. Everything was to be done in love. So you invite someone to church, and it just so happens that day it's a business meeting, and you're trying your best to figure out, how do I get them out of here? How in the world am I going to get them out before Aunt Lucy and Uncle Ben over there come across the church and start into it with one another? Because Ben wants one color and Aunt Lucy wants another color. Who cares? Only color that I pay any attention to is the crimson color, the red color of the blood of Jesus Christ. I don't care what color you got going. I care about the love of Christ. Do that. Pay attention to such love and listen to Jesus as he continually gives us the warning and the way of evangelizing the world. John 15:9-10, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, is he talking about the Ten Commandments? Nothing, it has nothing to do with that. If you obey my commands, he's going to tell you his command in a minute. You will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. Well, God the Father is love, so we know that Jesus got the command to love so much that he'd give his life for your eternal freedom. That's love, and it's done through love. Now, listen to John 15:12. Jesus says, here's my command. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. It takes it all in. Love. Oh, love is so powerful. And when you use the power of love, you don't have people running from the church. You have them running to it. We're living in trying times, my friends. The churches are emptying out. People are going into the world to find something they don't even know what they're looking for. But God has always known. The only power you're going to have to make it through this life is the power of my love, says God. Therefore, I give you my son. There is no name under heaven, no other name at all by which one can be saved other than the name of Jesus. There's no love greater than the love of Jesus. There's no strength more powerful than the love of Jesus. It is love. Care enough to love. If you say you care, then care enough to love, even if you don't understand them. There'll be a lot of people that you've met through life that you don't understand. It doesn't mean they're wrong and you're right. It doesn't mean that they're bad and you're good. What it means is that's above your pay grade. God takes care of the heart, and He does it with love. See, God didn't even say to you that you got to love me, your pastor, or like me, your pastor. He didn't say you got to like your pastor. He commanded you to love me. That's the key. But depend on His love. You and I fall short. But that's okay. We have the love of Christ in us. And it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, I thank You, dear Lord God, for the blessings and the joy. I ask now, Heavenly Father, that You will touch our life. Give us the strength, the courage for the day, the week ahead. And help us to understand, Father, that all that we do will be done through the power of Your love. Help us to love one another. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. During a time of invitation, which is your opportunity to respond to God's word in your life, in your heart, asking the Lord to direct you on the next step you're going to take. Find the peace, not in this world, but the peace that surpasses all understanding. That's living in God's love. That's a peace the world can't take from you. Let's stand together, Brother Randy.
As you make your decisions today, as you listen to the song and sing the song, "The Savior is Waiting," just make that decision now. Don't put it off till later. Let's sing.
Blesses you again this week. The same love that began time itself is the love that He's offering directly to you. Accept that love. Live in that love. Live in that power. Pastor.